Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to the show today. It's going to be a fun day and a lot to talk about as we have the new Hoyt Ventum 30 right here for you guys to check out on the show. Very exciting day. Before we get into this amazing bow, if you're new around here, make sure you like and hit that subscribe button. You don't want to miss all the great videos we have coming up. There'll always be something cool here at BHP just for you. Also, special thanks to Dead Downwind and Tinks for supporting this video. And you are watching the Boner Planet Test Lab Realtree Edition. Now, let's get into it. So as we dig deep into the Hoyt brand for their new Ventum series, let's also make the comment to not forget the heritage that Hoyt has. Not only has this company been around so many years, I don't even think I could count. This brand has so much history to it. It is absolutely incredible. But one of the things I want to say before we really jump into this bow is the engineering at Hoyt is second to none. One of the best engineering teams in the world when it comes to archery. These guys have got it going on. I mean, they are literally coming up with new ideas all the time. In fact, the Ventum is completely redone for the most part. Looking at this bow and understanding what they changed, there is a lot that has changed here. So this engineering team is amazing. I actually got to go to Hoyt in 2019 and sit down with them and see how it happens. And it is really one of the most incredible things, watching them build the bow. It is really, really something special. So here we are with the Ventum 30. I don't know about you guys, but I am pumped to check out this bow. I'm more excited to shoot this bow. There are so much great things going on with this bow. Let's start with the specs real quick, because that's pretty much the easiest thing to talk about, because there's a lot of new tech on this bow. So the Hoyt Ventum 30 has a 342 feet per second rating, 30 inch axle, 6 1/8 brace height, and weighs 4.61 pounds. This bow does have another model option in the Hoyt Ventum 33. And this bow will have changes in the brace height of 6 3/8, and it's gonna be featured around 334 feet per second. The MSRP is $1,199. So if you're going to store to look for it, that's about the price point you're gonna pay for this bow. Featured here in this amazing Realtree Edge. Looks really, really nice. And the bow is stunning. They did a great job on this bow, as you can see here. Just an incredible look, and a new bow. This is one of the coolest parts about this, is Hoyt went to the drawing board and came back and gave you guys completely redesigned bow for 2021. So this is really exciting. So let's talk about some of the changes here that we see on this bow. Completely redesigned new cam. So this is something that Hoyt's really pushing this year, the HBX. They're saying that it's gonna have better speed, better performance, better power, it's a quieter, and that all equals out to this HBX. Now, it's one cam, two different mod options you can use with it to basically fit the right people. Another part of this that's so cool is the let-off. You can change it from 85 to 80% basically in one screw, and it takes seconds. So it's a really good option depending on what kind of bow you wanna shoot. If you want the 80% let-off or 85, definitely recommend shooting in bolt to get a feel for it, but you want to have it as comfortable as you possibly can, but that is a cool option. New riser. As you can see, they redid this riser. It does not look like the past riser. It has a really cool look to it. It's very, very sophisticated riser. There's a lot of beautiful cutouts, and being at Hoyt, I know they take CNCs and cut this thing up from a big block of metal. This is an incredible, incredible piece of engineering you're looking at here and how they actually cut this thing up. So a lot of work went into this, a lot of design to make this thing stunning, and you can tell by just looking at it. So they lowered the stabilizer location, making it lower and pushing it out away from the bow. This gives you better balance, and that's why they did that. They have a new inline sight mount using a Picatinny rail system. So that's gonna go here, and you can mount it and then mount your sight here. They also already had the integrated rest system, which you see back in here. And this is where your Picatinny style, so you're gonna just attach to it. That's what your rest will grab, same as on the front. You can attach the front or attach here now, which is huge. And why are you asking if it's huge, Dave? It's huge because what they're doing is better balancing this bow by bringing everything inward. When you bring everything inward, you're better balancing the bow. What Hoyt is saying is, look, we have re-engineered this idea and we're gonna bring everything in. They also even offer, so when you put your quiver on, they have a mount that you can mount your quiver on this side like this and keep it close to the bow. But what they did is they put the optional mounts on the side here for your stabilizer if you wanna run a sidebar. To help offset that balance and, you know, balance out the bow. So if you're going to add weight to the right, you can take that balance and balance off that stabilizer on the side mount to help offset that quiver if that's what you want to do. They redid the shock pods and the limb shocks. They went through and recalibrated those and, you know, found the best ways. They put a lot of energy and time into working those two things to help keep all vibration out of this bow. As you can see, it has really nice looking cables and strings. They always use the best of the best, so that's their new little cable roller guard here. It's very small, again, you know, right to the side here, so it mounts nicely, looks very clean. So what does all this mean? This shows me and tells me that Hoyt is dead serious about giving you guys the best performance that they can come up with. The Red Works idea, coming through with amazing engineering and giving you guys a really cool looking bow. I'm really proud and happy today to show you guys this bow. It looks incredible, and let's go shoot it now. You know, we've talked about it. There's so many differences and changes. It is a stunning looking bow, and the only thing left to do now is just shoot it and see how it feels, and then we'll talk about some more. So let's get to it. All right, guys, Hoyt Ventum 30, 70 pounds, 29 inches of draw. We're starting out with the 85% let off, and we'll go ahead and test it. First arrow will be 350 grains.
320.
Next arrow, 450 grains. 550 grains.
259.
And 687 grains.
234.
I just noticed when doing this, it requires the star type. All right, guys, now the Hoyt Ventum 30 at 29 inches of draw, 70 pounds with 80% let off. First arrow, 350 grains. 450 grains.
289.
550 grains.
259.
687 grains.
234.
All right, guys, we're talking about the speed. So we tested it at 80%, 85% let offs. So what we see is on the first shot, we had 320 feet per second at 85% let off, and then we switched it to 80% let off, we had 319 feet per second, and then that was at 350 grains. So this is basically the outcome of it. So basically, if you're going between the 80 and 85, it's not gonna adjust your speed too much there. Maybe it didn't really do much of anything, to be honest. Everything's really close. All right, guys, I hope you had as much fun as I did shooting the new Ventum 30 from Hoyt. This bow was a great shooting bow. All the engineering Hoyt put into this, you could really tell the difference. I love the fact you could take it from 80 to 85% literally in just one little bolt. It was so easy to do, so simple. The bow shot great. They weren't lying when they said it's dead in the hand, because it truly is dead in the hand. I felt zero vibration with this bow. And when it fires, it really doesn't move. You can see it just come down. So this is an amazing piece of machinery made by Hoyt, and very exciting. I really love the look of it. I think they've done an excellent job. Huge cutouts. You can see I put my whole hand through here. Just an excellent bow, really. And
the tech on this thing is really so cool, how they came up with these ideas and made that shift and made the bow what it is today. So that's it, guys. Make sure you check out Hoyt online today. Remember, they got the Ventum 30. They also have the carbon bow. So there's a lot going on this year with Hoyt, a lot of great engineering and great products over there. If you're new around here, make sure you subscribe, hit that thumbs up, and thank you for watching the Test Lab Realtor Edition right here on bowhunterplanet.com. We'll see you soon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.